All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSA-FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk with either a realtor or a home inspector now. And it's Jackie Marano's turn. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you survive the cold last week?
Barely. I'm still thawing.
You are? Yeah, I think I am as well. I saw a negative 15, if that helps.
Wow, we had negative 21 when we left our house last week.
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't breathe in that cold for sure. My car barely works, and a lot of cars don't work either in that cold.
But anyway. I know, I said I may be looking for a realtor soon in a southern state if this keeps up.
Yeah, yeah. So when the weekend came, though, we had some good weather, like in the 30s, but it's not as cold.
That's balmy. That's why we're here, right?
Exactly.
In the winter, we can handle that one.
Exactly. So what do you want to talk about today?
So today I thought we would talk a little bit about all of the professionals who are involved in a real estate transaction, because I think there's a lot of people who go into making a transaction successful.
Yes.
And not everybody knows who's who and why they're there and who pays them and why they're important. So
that's true. This is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good recap.
So, yeah.
Obviously, we've talked about buyer's agents and listing agents, right? So first, after the buyer and seller, there's the real estate professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the listing agent. They represent the seller. They market the property. They're going to negotiate the offers and facilitate the transaction.
Right.
Among other things. But that's the basic list.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you have the buyer's agent. They're going to represent the buyer. They're going to help find the properties, negotiate. And they're going to guide through the process and sort of this next list of professionals.
Yes.
With their clients.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you never know who's who and who's what, you know?
You never know who's who and who's what. And so those relationships, especially with the agents, are very important to define early and have them in writing. So make sure that the agent represents you, or who do they represent, and have that sort of broken down conversation very early and really finite those relationships.
Yeah.
There's one other real estate relationship in there that sort of can sometimes get cloudy. People aren't sure who is the real estate broker. And it's not always the listing agent or the buyer's agent. There are brokers for the transaction who oversee the agents. So those are another.
Yeah, I've always wanted to figure out what the difference is between a broker and the agent.
Sure.
So you're not an agent, though. You're.
So agents, brokers can be agents.
Okay.
But not all agents are brokers.
Okay.
So brokers have another level of education. They've met another level of criteria for licensing. It's more experience. They have to document that and prove it when they go for their broker's license. And they're often overseeing other agents. So every agent who's not a broker has some broker overseeing them and making sure that they're in compliance, doing their job correctly. And as a buyer or seller, you don't always get involved or engage with these brokers unless something gets very complex.
I see.
And you sort of need to bring in some help.
Right. Got you. All right.
So those are your real estate professionals.
Okay.
Next, we have financial experts. So that's your mortgage lender, that's your loan underwriter, that's your appraiser, and sometimes these guys get a bad rap.
Right, for sure.
You know, most people like their mortgage broker or their lender. That's the guy you talk to or the girl you talk to who, you know, everybody's upbeat and we're helpful and we're getting this together.
Yeah.
And then you get to underwriting, and there's sort of, those are the people coming to you saying, we need this, we need that, we need this, we need it again. We need it from 10 years ago. We need your firstborn child, whatever it is, to assure that, you know, they're going to loan on the house.
Yeah.
Then you have the appraiser. These guys get the sort of bad rap from the realtors because the appraisers are determining if the property value is correct.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. So they're independent of the transaction. So they come in and they give an unbiased opinion about the value of the property. And then they're going to report that back to the underwriter. And hopefully if that's all set, the bank is going to loan on the house.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go. then, of course, you have the attorneys, right? So the generally speaking, The buyer will have their own attorney. The seller will have their own attorney. And in some states, the attorneys actually will facilitate the closing as well.
Yes.
So they're preparing your closing documents. They're reviewing your contracts for you and sort of giving you that legal advice that realtors can't do because we don't have law degrees.
Right. Massachusetts does that.
Legal licenses.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yes. So they're an important piece. And then, of course, we have inspectors.
Yes.
Inspectors are also very important. And I know a lot of times inspectors, attorneys, these professionals that we bring in, buyers will want to save a dime.
Yeah.
Wait till the last minute.
Yes.
Call a buddy who's an inspector or an attorney in another state.
And I would never could do that. It's, you know, because it'd be biased for sure.
Yeah, and
I mean, it's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, you can certainly use all of the resources that you have at hand, but you know, getting this team together early and finding a team of professionals that's really an expert in these things, the attorney, the inspector, the agents, the mortgage brokers, you know, whatever you're going to pay them up front, it absolutely is. It's one of those ounce of prevention versus a pound of cure.
Some people don't know that though, so they kind of rely on you, the realtor, to kind of push them through to the right people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and every situation is a little different. Mm. So, you know, one buyer or seller's lineup of professionals might not be what's needed for the next one. There are certainly always different situations. For instance, if you're buying land, you may need to engage a surveyor or an engineer.
Yeah.
Maybe permitting, local zoning, the state that you're in. So each situation is different, and the list of professionals can really differ.
Yeah, I definitely learned something today, for sure. Because, there's a lot of people involved, not just a realtor, you know, or somebody else. There's definitely a ton of people involved.
There are a ton of people, and having that great team really is important. So the first step is, of course, your realtors, and they're going to help you put together this team to get through the transaction efficiently, cost effectively too. Really,
it's
in the long run. This is as a buyer or a seller, there's a lot on the table.
Yeah,
and you're going to save money by having these professionals.
I like that word.
Yes.
Save money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people want the most out of their house that they can get.
The sellers want the most that they can get, and the buyers want to make sure that they're getting a fair deal and that they're purchasing a safe home that's worth what they're paying and that there are no issues.
Absolutely. All right, Jackie, well, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate you. I'm going to see you in 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you have a good one and stay warm.
Thank you.
All right, take care. There goes Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group. You can check her out at sovtrealtygroup.com. You can check her out on Facebook at Southern Vermont Realty Group, or you can check it out on our website at wtsaradio.com. Just click on the Property Pulse, and you can listen to past episodes that we had right here with me and Jackie right here on the Property Pulse every single Wednesday. And don't forget, Russ is coming up next week. Right?
Yes, that's right. So you can really dive into some property inspection.
Yeah, home inspections. Yeah, I can't wait for that. So.
I know. I'm glad that's his topic and not mine.
Absolutely. All right. Take care of yourself. See you later, Jackie.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye now.